It's time for our weekly myth conception, and this time Catani has been chilling, quite literally.
Whether you're an elite athlete at the top of your game or just a keen amateur or weekend warrior, you'll want to know how best to look after your sporting body. One technique used by sports people ranging from Andy Murray to Jessica Ennis-Hill is to pop yourself in an ice bath after exercise to speed up recovery, reduce inflammation in the muscles, and boost repair. At least, that's the theory. But an increasing number of studies are showing that it doesn't actually have that effect. The latest research, led by Australian and Norwegian scientists, looked at 9 young men who were training a few times a week. They either sat in water at a chilly 10 degrees Celsius or did a low-intensity warm down on an exercise bike. The scientists took small samples from the sporty chap's muscles and discovered that exercise causes the muscles to flood with inflammatory immune cells and increases the activity levels of genes involved in inflammation. Yet there was no difference between the two cool-downs in terms of the levels of molecules associated with stress and inflammation. Of course, this was only a small study, and it was just men, but it's not the only one to show that ice baths don't help recovery. A 2007 study in the Journal of Sports Sciences found that men who plunged themselves into an ice bath after a grueling 90-minute sprint session had no differences in the levels of a molecule called creatine kinase, which is a marker of muscle damage, compared with those who skipped the cold soaking, although there were a few other molecular markers of recovery that did reduce with the dunking. A 2014 study of rugby players taking part in a simulated match showed that cold water baths had no effect on their recovery. People have even tested different timings and temperatures, but it doesn't make a difference. Other studies have found that ice baths might actually delay the recovery process. For example, one study testing sprinting cyclists found that a 10-minute cold water bath reduced their performance when they were asked to sprint again an hour later, compared with an active warm down. The other thing to consider here is that although a cool shower after getting all hot and sweaty on the track or pitch might be lovely, freezing ice baths are pretty unpleasant. And given the lack of solid evidence showing that it's helpful, and some studies showing that it's actively not, why do people still go for a dunk in the ice? In fact, the main benefit seems to be psychological. Athletes think that such a horrible thing must be doing them good, and there's enough sciencey-sounding stuff around reducing inflammation to make it seem like a good idea. Plus, ice bath studies suggest that people who take the plunge say they feel less sore than they would have been without the ice bath. So what do we know about the science behind other ways to recover after exercise? One thing that's often mentioned is massage. However, an analysis compiling many studies of massage, known as a meta-analysis carried out in 2016, concluded that the benefits of massage, if any, are small and may only apply for certain types of exercise rather than being a panacea for every athlete. But again, it does feel very nice and probably has a psychological benefit, if not a physical one. Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, the only ice I'm interested in after exercise is the stuff that clinks in my glass of gin and tonic. Cheers!
Cheers to you too, Kat. And if you've come across any unlikely sounding science, then send it in to chris@nakedscientist.com.
And we'll subject it to our usual high level of scrutiny.